You had tenants and they weren't paying rent.
Yes, Your Honor.
A lawyer turns on the landlord who hired him.
This is not a traditional attorney-client agreement, Your Honor.
You are the lawyer. Everything is a traditional attorney-client arrangement.
Does he have a legal leg to stand on?
Now you want him to pay you an additional $1,116. What else did you do?
Well,
have you ever been disbarred?
Briefly, yes, Your Honor.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. This is Judge Judy. Attorney David Harsh is suing his former friend, Domingo Pena, for unpaid lawyer fees.
Order. All rise.
It's case number 368 on the calendar, in the matter of Harsh versus Pena.
Thank
parties you. Have been sworn in. You may be seated. Sir, have a seat.
Mr. Pena, you live in the state of New Jersey?
Yes, ma'am.
And you have rental property that you own in the state of Massachusetts?
Yes, Your Honor.
And you had tenants in that property, and they weren't paying rent?
Yes, Your Honor.
You wanted them evicted. According to these papers, the complaint and the answer, you had known Mr. Harsh for a long period of time, and he is an attorney, and you retained him to evict the tenants for non-payment of rent. So far, are we correct?
Yes, you also accept that I hadn't seen David Harsh.
You may not have seen him, but you know him.
I know, yes, sir.
For a very long time. And you retained his services to evict the tenants.
Yes, ma'am.
How long have you owned this rental property?
Bought this in 1987.
So you've had a lot of tenants there, and you know that sometimes it's difficult when they stop paying rent.
Yes, right? Ma'am.
Okay. Mr. Harsh, your lawsuit is for unpaid attorney's fees.
Yes, Your Honor.
And you're going to tell me that you are a duly admitted attorney in the state of Massachusetts?
I am. 32 years, Your Honor.
What kind of law do you practice?
I specialize in evictions.
Have you ever been disbarred?
Briefly, yes, Your Honor.
When?
I think it was 2015 or 16.
No. I need the exact month and date that you were disbarred.
Okay, it was from February 2016 through August of 2016.
And you were reinstated in August of 2016?
Yes, Your Honor.
When were you retained by Mr. Pena?
February 21st of 2017.
And how much of a retainer did he pay you?
Well, first of all, he paid me $150 for the notice to quit.
Okay. And he paid that?
He paid that, yes, same day.
Did he see you in your office, or did he communicate over the phone?
Through phone, emails. These were through emails at this point.
Okay. Did you ever, in fact, see him in person in Massachusetts?
No, I did not.
Okay. What was the total amount of money that Mr. Pena paid you?
Okay, he paid me the $150, and then when she didn't move out after the 2 weeks, he paid me another $430.
The notice to quit, which is a letter that you sent
yes.
to the tenant. And I'd like to see a copy of that letter. May I see that, please? Okay, so you sent this. And for $150, that's what you charged him for sending the notice to quit. Now, $430, you were to begin eviction proceedings.
That's correct.
Tell me what you did.
I prepared the complaint.
May I see it, please? And did you go to court on March the 30th, 2017?
I did.
So you made a court appearance on the date in the summons.
That's correct.
Okay. You don't dispute the fact that he made a court appearance for you?
No, Your Honor.
Okay. And then what happened, Mr. Harsh?
Well, prior to the going to court, the tenant had filed an answer claiming that there were rats and clogged drains.
May I see the answer that the tenant filed? Okay. So her answer says that she fixed the clog in a bathroom and that there were rats and holes, and she owes $3,700 in rent, but she spent $700 for the clogs and the rats. Okay, so $3,000 she acknowledged owing. Okay.
All right, so I went to court, and we went through mediation, and I came up with what I considered an ingenious situation here, where she was going to pay her rent, provided he contacted the exterminator. And
contacted the exterminator for what?
To go over there and check out the rat situation, and the plumber as well. But the main thing was, I have the agreement right here, that he was...
Just a minute. So you went to mediation. Did you have a retainer agreement with him for any other work other than filing the summons, going to court the first time? Did you have any other agreement with him with regard to fees?
Well, the fee was $200 an hour.
Let me see where you had a retainer agreement for $200 an hour.
This explains how the initial 400...
No, don't speak. No, not at all. That's not what this email says. It doesn't say that you have an ongoing retainer agreement with him for $200 an hour. It says that your total bill for him was $450. $200 a filing fee and a summons, $50 for the sheriff, and $200 one-hour retainer fee for me, that the whole thing would take you an hour. There's nowhere here where you tell him that there's going to be an ongoing billing at the rate of $200 an hour.
Oh, Your Honor, we were friends, and it was pretty
obvious.
I don't
care whether you were friends. I don't care if it was your brother. You don't have a retainer agreement with him for $200 an hour. What you showed me is an email indicating that the whole geschichte was $450, period,
well,
that he paid.
This is not a traditional attorney-client agreement, Your Honor. It is an agreement.
Mr. Harsh, you're the lawyer. Everything is a traditional attorney-client arrangement. You were clear enough in your email to him how much you wanted for this process. And all I'm looking for is now you want him to pay you an additional $1,116.
Well, he already paid me another $585 on top of the $430, so he knew that it was going to be more than 1 hour, Your Honor. There was never any misunderstanding about how many hours, whether there was...
He already paid you another $500. What did you do for the other $500?
That's when I went to court and got this agreement. That's what the $500 included.
Wait a second. So he paid you an additional $500 for that, for the mediation.
Well,
what else did you do?
Well...
Just a second.
I have a breakdown of how my fees...
No.
All right, so...
I asked you what you did, laid it out. Notice to quit, $150. Court appearance, $430. You said he paid you another $500 for going to the mediation process when you went to court and worked up this bizarre agreement, which didn't amount to much because he didn't get paid, I assume. Is that right, sir?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so she still didn't pay. She got out, but she didn't pay. She'd be lucky she got out. Now, okay. What else did you do other than the mediation?
Okay, between March 7th and March 31st, I drafted the complaint. There was a lot of interviews with Mr. Pina. There was investigating her text. There was a lot of back and forth, negotiating. I had to get this case prepared for trial, all right? Because this was a very contested case.
Retainer agreement. Do you understand?
Yes, Your Honor.
At the end of the day, give him a bill, and he says, I've already paid you $1,000 to evict the tenant. She finally moved out when, sir?
May 3rd.
And you retained him in what month?
I believe February 21st.
So it took 3 months to get her out.
A little bit longer.
March and April, 2 months.
February, March, April, May. And the sheriff had, it was a sheriff eviction. She was in the building up until we took her furniture out. So she was in the building on May 3rd.
Took him a couple of months to get her out.
Yes, ma'am.
And how many months hadn't she paid rent?
Since December.
You were pretty lucky. You were pretty lucky. Sometimes tenants like this can squat for years before somebody finally throws them
out. Well, Your Honor, I would have taken a ride from New Jersey to Cape Cod. However, I had just got out of the hospital.
Not Dr. Phil. It's a court.
Gotcha.
You have a ridiculous counterclaim. Ridiculous. You're suing him because you want the rent money that she didn't pay you pursuant to his agreement that he entered into with mediation. That's ridiculous. You've had this property since 1987. You should know it's ridiculous, a ridiculous counterclaim. You don't get any more money, Mr. Harsh. You've been paid your fee. We're done. Thank you.
That is our excuse. You may step out.
He had to pay a lot of money for this, and he lost a lot of money from the tenant.
Unfortunately, it cost me much more than I anticipated.
So I can be sensitive to that.
I believe he took advantage of me because I just came out of the hospital with a double lung transplant.
But, I got to get paid, too.
I wouldn't say behind my back, but he wasn't taking my advice.
Just another day.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Gant versus Gant. Step forward.
Sadie Gant is suing her father, Bobby Gant, for breaking her TV when he smashed it with a bottle.
Miss Gant, this is your father, and he came to your house to visit. According to you, he was drinking too much.
Yes, correct.
You asked him to stop drinking,
yes.
Got into an altercation, and he broke your television set.
Correct.
He said you were being bossy and that you grabbed the bottle out of his hand and it slipped and you broke the TV.
No, that's not correct, sorry.
Does your father come to visit you often?
No, he don't.
On what date did he come to visit?
It was November 19, 2017.
Had you invited him over?
He was coming over to pick up some mail from my house.
Why does his mail come to your house?
It was like some important paperwork that he wanted to come to my house because I guess something was going on with his mailbox. So he wanted the mail to come to my house so nothing would happen to the mail because it was like some important pieces of paper that he needed.
Do you usually receive his mail or was it just this one time?
No, it was just this one time.
Did you invite him for dinner? Was he coming over to spend some time with you?
Yes, well, he came over actually to just pick up his mail, but he just said that he'll just stay and chill with the grandbabies and stuff. So I was like, okay, that's fine. You know, I'd have a problem with him doing that. So we ended up decided to go to Food Court to get some food so I can cook something for everyone.
So he went shopping?
Yes.
By himself?
No, with me and my daughter and my son.
Okay, so you all went shopping to get food for dinner?
Yes.
Had he been drinking prior to that?
No, he wasn't drinking at that moment.
Okay, and then you came home with food?
Yes.
And tell me what happened. What time did you get home?
We got home about 2 or 3. It was like in the afternoon around that time. And then I cooked some food. We had wine. He bought a bottle of NJ bottle when we was at the store. We drinking wine. He's drinking his NJ.
Keep your voice up, please.
I'm sorry. So when we came back to the house, he's drinking his NJ and I'm drinking wine and I'm cooking at the same time. So he started drinking a little bit too much of the alcohol. So when he started drinking a little bit too much of the alcohol and I seen what he was doing, I told him to kind of slow down. You know, because I know how he can get when he start drinking alcohol. So then after that, he was like, okay, I'm not going to be drinking that much. I'm going to slow down. But he was still drinking. So he finished the bottle, and when he got done with the bottle, he was just sitting there just acting cool. Next thing you know,
Are you still in the kitchen?
Yes, I'm still in the kitchen cooking.
And he's still in the kitchen?
Yes, he's at the table. So then after that, he's still drinking alcohol. So when he's continuing...
Where did he get more alcohol if he finished the bottle?
I'm sorry. So after he finished the bottle with the alcohol, I called my mom to let her know. That's my mom right there. I called her to let her know, you know, I'm cooking Sunday dinner for her to come over so she can have a part of the Sunday dinner. She said, okay, she was on her way.
They're not together?
No, they're not. So she came over. When she came over, he was asking me before, while I was cooking, to take him to the store. So I told him I couldn't take him to the store because I was cooking. So my mom said she'll do it. So that's when she took him to the store, back to Food Court, and he bought another bottle of NJ. But this time...
What is this that he bought?
NJ. Earthy Jerk or something like that. I don't know. It's a brown liquor.
What size bottle is it in?
It was the big bottle like this.
No, it wasn't. It was a small bottle.
How big?
It was like the smallest one, like the very smallest one they have.
Well, the smallest one they have, one that they serve
next
you
to
in
the
an
smallest
airplane.
One. Next to the smallest one like that. So I can't drink a big bottle, two big bottles to myself. That's crazy.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Next thing you know, he comes back to my house. When he come back to my house, he had the big bottle of NJ, the bottle that I told him not to open. He had the bottle in his hand with the bag, because the bottle was in the bag, and he swung it at me, hit the TV, and glass shattered everywhere.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Sadea Gantt says her father, Bobby Gantt, destroyed her TV in a drunken rage.
Okay, so then your mother took him to the store to get him another bottle of alcohol.
Yes, correct.
And he got another bottle of alcohol. Then what?
Before when he got back to my house with a bottle of alcohol, he was already messed up.
Well, you messed up after the first bottle. Go ahead.
Yes, so then I told him, I said, if you open that bottle of alcohol, you cannot spend the night, you know, because I don't need you to act crazy. I know how you get when you drink alcohol. He said, I'm not going to act crazy. I said, well, don't open it. I said, well, if you open it, you can't stay. He said, well, I can't stay. I said, you can't stay if you open it. He said, you know what? I'm going to leave. I don't have to be at your house, and this. I'm leaving. I said, okay, that's fine. So he got his medication and his stuff out my cabin, and when he done that, he left. At this moment, I'm getting my hair braided by my sister, Mayshonda. So she's doing my hair. My head is down while she's doing my hair. I thought he left. Next thing you know, he comes back to my house. When he come back to my house, he had the big bottle of NJ, the bottle that I told him not to open, and a black bag that he had in it, this big, and he swung it at me. When he swung it at me, I got back like, hold on, you know, what are you doing? So I was like, you know, you trying to hit me with a bottle? I told him to leave my house, and if you don't, I'm about to call the police. He said, you're going to call the police? And he really started talking mess in my house. When he started talking mess in my house, I was like, you know, walking right behind him to lock the gate behind him because I didn't want him coming back in my house again after he swung the bottle at me. So when he did that on the way out, I have a big screen TV, 55-inch, posted right here, like in the middle of how we are. He had the bottle in his hand with the bag, because the bottle was in the bag, and scrum the TV, the bag, the bottle with the bag, hit the TV. My little son is only 3 years old. He was sitting right there on the floor, and glass shattered everywhere.
Can I see a photograph?
And that's where the TV stand was located at.
I have a few questions for you, Mr. Grant.
Mm-hmm.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
You went out to buy a second bottle of alcohol when you are on medication that specifically says do not use alcohol while taking this product. You know, you say I'm a grown man. You know, just because you're old doesn't mean you're grown.
You're right.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Sadea Gant says her father, Bobby Gant, destroyed her TV in a drunken rage.
I have a few questions for you, Mr. Grant.
Mm-hmm.
You had two daughters at the house that day. One was
two daughters at
one
the house.
Was braiding the other one's hair.
Yes, ma'am.
You had gone shopping with your daughter.
Yes, ma'am.
And you were drinking.
Yes, ma'am.
And her children were at home.
Yes, ma'am.
And you clearly, according to you, you finished one bottle of alcohol.
Yes, ma'am.
And you went to get another. Clearly, if one daughter was braiding the other daughter's hair, they were not drunk. Your daughters weren't drunk.
Ma'am, we was all drinking. They was just drinking their kind of liquor.
They were drinking wine.
I wasn't drunk. I didn't even start on the second bottle because she told me as soon as I came in, what she's saying is not true. When soon as I came back in the house, she told me to get out. She told me you have to leave because I didn't even open the bottle yet.
But you went to get another bottle of alcohol.
Yeah, but
Why would you go get another bottle of alcohol, Mr. Grant?
I'm grown. I mean, I've never disrespected my daughter. My daughter never disrespected me until that day. She broke that TV, Your Honor.
I want you to tell me, Mr. Grant, but for the fact that you were drinking, would the TV have gotten broken? But for the fact that you had gone out to get a second bottle of alcohol to drink
in front of your
grandchildren,
right?
When clearly, if you finish a bottle of alcohol in an afternoon,
I understand.
You're not together.
Right.
Would the TV have gotten broken if it wasn't for the fact that you went out to get a second bottle of alcohol?
It probably wouldn't have got broken, but...
Right. So now, understanding...
That's what I'm trying to explain to you.
So we have that down pat. Okay. The TV would not have gotten broken. She would not have taken a bottle and purposely thrown it into her own television that she paid for. You didn't pay for it. She paid for it. But for the fact that you, of her concern about how you get when you drink too much. Now, are you supposed to drink anything with this medication that you take?
Not really.
No. You're not supposed to drink anything.
No.
And not only did you drink one bottle of alcohol, you went out to buy a second bottle of alcohol when you are on medication that specifically says do not use alcohol while taking this product. Right.
Right.
That's
right, right.
You know, you say I'm a grown man.
Yeah.
You know, just because you're old doesn't mean you're grown.
That's right. You're right. You're right.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Are you in a family dispute? Go to judgejudy.com, like us on Facebook, and follow us on Twitter.
How much was the television?
$600.
I'd like to see the bill.
And the police came out too, so I had a repeat report. But the receipt that I was trying to get for the TV, I did go to Walmart because that's where the TV was at, and they said they don't carry that brand anymore.
How long ago did you buy the TV?
In March of 2017.
Then you should have it.
Well, ma'am, I didn't know that my TV was going to get damaged because I don't have people coming to my house to damage my property, so I didn't think.
Shh. Okay. Did the police ever contact you, Mr. Grant?
No, they never contacted me.
Well, they told me that they tried to contact him.
They know where I'm at.
Don't tell me what they told you.
Okay.
You said you didn't want to pursue a restraining order, you said. Okay, so we're left with a civil complaint. Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $600. We're finished. Thank you.
Please excuse me. Step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
I love my dad to death. You know, I just wanted my money. I didn't want him just coming to my house to damage my stuff.
I love my daughter very much, you know, and I didn't come over there to break her TV. I just came over to spend time with my grandkid, but it is what it is.
I don't think I was being disrespectful. I was just being concerned about his drinking, you know. That's it.
I just hope we can get back together and be a family again.
I want to move forward and just let things go, because I love my dad.
Yes, I regret everything that happened tonight. I mean, that's my daughter. I love my daughter.
Love you.
Okay.
It's okay. I love you, baby.